The first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. On this mountain, Yahweh omnipresent will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, food rich and succulent, and fine, well-aged wines. On this mountain, God will remove the mourning veil covering all peoples, the shroud covering all nations, destroying all death forever. God will wipe away the tears from every cheek and will take away the shame of God's people on earth wherever they live. Yahweh has spoken. On that day it will be said, "This is our God. This is the one for whose liberation we waited. Yahweh is the one in whom we had hoped. Let us be glad and rejoice in our deliverance." Herein is wisdom. The gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices and perfumed oils so that they could anoint Jesus. Very early, just after sunrise and the first day of the week, they went to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone from us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked, they saw that the huge stone had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young person sitting at the right, dressed in a white robe. They were very frightened, but the youth reassured them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid them? Now go and tell the disciples and Peter, 'Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him just as he told you.'" They made their way out and fled from the tomb, bewildered and trembling, but they said nothing to anyone because they were so afraid. Herein is good news.